Columbus, AP. The powerful new redistricting panel in Ohio failed on Wednesday to reach the bipartisan consensus necessary to pass a 10-year map of state legislative districts based on 2020 census totals. After hours of negotiations ahead of a midnight deadline, the Ohio Redistricting Commission approved new district boundaries purely along party lines. That means the map will last for only 4 years. Here are the new maps for Ohio House and Ohio Senate. Ohio voters reformed redistricting process in 2015 and 2018 to be more transparent and bipartisan. These drafts were publicly introduced 90 minutes before the constitutional deadline. They did not achieve any bipartisan support. pic.twitter.com/saw2civil8, Tyler Buchanan, at Tyler Joel B., September 16, 2021. The two Democrats on the panel, State Senator Vernon Sykes and House Democratic Leader Amelia Sykes, his daughter, maligned the GOP-drawn map as an unfair and arrogant thwarting of Ohio voters' wishes. "I call it offensive and plain wrong to move forward this map after we heard hundreds of people come before us, hours of testimony in cities across this great state, and to put forth something that so arrogantly flies in the face of what people, our voters, asked to do," Representative Sykes said. Ohio is using a new redistricting process for the first time this year that was approved by voters through state ballot issues in 2015 and 2018. The new system, which is meant to fight partisan gerrymandering, required the independent commission, which includes two Republicans and two Democrats from the legislature, as well as three statewide officials, to finish redrawing legislative districts by Wednesday. It sets an initial September 30th deadline for the General Assembly to complete a new map of the state's congressional districts. An Associated Press analysis found that Ohio's maps are among the nation's most gerrymandered, during a period when Republicans won more seats than would have been expected based on the percentage of votes they received. Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRosa voted for the final map, but he expressed deep disappointment that bipartisan compromise yielding a 10-year map couldn't be achieved. "We've fallen short," he said. "Not enough members of this commission wanted to come along with that effort." He accused unidentified fellow Republicans on the panel of not working in good faith to reach a compromise that could satisfy both parties. GOP Auditor Keith Faber said he, LaRosa, and Republican Governor Mike DeWine spent hours trying to find a map that would draw a unanimous vote. He voted yes with some apprehension. DeWine, likewise, said he was very, very sorry at where things landed, yet supported the final boundaries. He suggested both sides, not just majority Republicans, were to blame. "It's clear in talking to both sides that there's not going to be an agreement, and that we could go tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and it simply is not going to occur," he said. Legal challenges are anticipated. Fair Districts Ohio is still reviewing the Ohio House and Senate maps and considering next steps, including possible litigation and ballot initiatives in the future, the coalition said in a statement. Republican Senate President Matt Huffman said the final map will have 62 of 99 Ohio House seats that favor Republicans and 23 of 33 Ohio Senate seats that favor the GOP, down from some earlier maps. "It takes us much closer to the Democratic plan that was presented," he said. The vote followed 8 crowded public hearings around the state, where members were pilloried by critics who said the state's existing legislative and congressional districts aren't representative. A few witnesses defended the current Republican advantage as fair, given GOP as the state's dominant party, but they were in a distinct minority. Ohio's partisan breakdown is roughly 54% Republicans, 46% Democrats. The separate process for redrawing congressional districts is running concurrently to the legislative map-making process. Ohio lost one congressional seat due to lagging population growth recorded in the 2020 census, which will give the state 15 rather than 16 seats for the next 10 years.